Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program all over the country. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. And yes, it is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. As we know, Mike, March Madness right around the corner as conference tournaments are already underway. The Big Ten, we got the Pac-12 and everybody else coming up this weekend. And then, obviously, the dance will be happening. March Madness kicks off next week. So very excited about that. Obviously, NBA, some interesting games. Houston played the Celtics on Saturday night. Interesting game there. But just a lot of things to get into. As we know, the baseball world is underway as well, Mike. We've had the Boys of Summer return to Phoenix. They've returned to Florida. And obviously, spring training is underway. And then obviously, hockey is going on as well. We'll talk to John Poulter here in just a moment. But good morning, man. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good, man. Yeah, and the dance and all the conference tournaments, man. I'm stoked. I'll be in Vegas in a little later this week, so I'm pretty pumped for it.
Yeah, man, it's going to be awesome. Obviously, you'll have the Pac-12 tourney to talk about with me next week. But obviously, so much to get into. We want thoughts. We want opinions, people. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. Like I said, Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. We're just getting loose. We're getting warmed up. Keep it close, everybody. It is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports, and we'll be right back. Keep it close.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. We are now going to hook up with our good buddy, none other than our professor of sports, John Poulter, all the way from Canada. John, good morning. You got Mike Wilson. You got Andy Dorf. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, thanks, Andy. Good morning, and good morning to you, Mike.
Well, obviously, we heard the music there. We were going to talk some baseball as we heard the music coming on. And obviously, the boys this summer have reported. They're now obviously in Phoenix. They're in Florida. They're underway with the games and everything. John, I mean, it's just like it seems like this happened really quickly to me, to be honest with you. I feel like we were just talking about the World Series, Houston, the Astros playing unbelievable, obviously winning the World Series, and now we're back already talking Major League Baseball. Are you loving it as much as I am or what?
Yeah, I am. I mean, you know how I enjoy baseball, and to me it's a 12-month sport for me. You know, we no longer have an off season, as we've discussed many times. So we have a business season and we have a playing season. And I think what we have seen in the last few years is that with the extra round of postseason, of course, we're playing later into the year. Teams are starting earlier. Spring training is starting earlier. And we're in that situation now where the players are realizing that with the extra postseason rounds, we're getting more games, they want more days off. The only way to get more days off is to start the season earlier and end it later. You do those two things, you've got to have a shorter off season, and that's kind of where we are. I think it's good from the standpoint of following the game. It's not like the NFL where it's pretty easy to forget about it between February and July or August when training camps start. But I'm beginning to wonder, you know, if baseball now is like all the other sports. They're obviously all driven by money, and the biggest factor in terms of money now is that in every sport, the what to me should be the most important game, the championship game or the championship series, is played in what really should be the off season for that sport. And that to me is the big downer in terms of these lengthy seasons that we're seeing in all of these sports.
That's an interesting perspective, and that's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us here on the program. And obviously, you can always get us on Facebook Live as well. Just look for the you can look up my page, you can look up Mike Wilson or Andy Dorf, and you can obviously check out the show live there. But we're talking to John Poulter, our professor of sports, like I said. And, you know, how much stock do you put into the spring ball? How much do you put into this?
I put very little into it, simply because I look at it mostly as an entertainment factor and a chance for players that might have had off seasons or players that are coming back from injuries, and of course the obvious ones, the younger players, the rookies that are trying to break through. It's really their time for the guys that we know that are going to make the Major League roster, and let's be honest, probably even the weakest teams in the majors know who 20 of their opening day 25 guys are going to be. So in some cases, they're playing for one position. Sometimes it's two. At the very most, sometimes they're playing for five. So we really don't learn much from spring training, in my mind. You can't really base anything on stats because you don't know if a guy's getting his hits against major league pitchers, minor league pitchers, pitchers that are trying something that they haven't done before. For instance, if an established pitcher wants to go to Florida or Arizona to work on his curveball and is throwing his curveball 70% of the time when he normally throws it 35 to 40, nine times out of ten, a smart hitter is going to know it's coming. He's going to get hits off of it. So I really don't place too much value in stats in spring training. The major league guys, the established guys, don't really get that many at-bats to really get any kind of a base. All they're really trying to do is get their timing down, and because of the fact that the sport is now a business, as all sports are, guys no longer come to camp to get in shape. They come in to camp in shape, and I think that's corrected a lot of the issues that we saw in the past. We now have situations where this is confirmed by the fact that, you know, first workouts are Monday and the first games are Thursday or Friday. 30 years ago, they would have been working out for 2 weeks before they played their first game. So it's a much different environment than we saw 30 years ago.
You know, John, you know, this is Mike here. And just, you know, moving forward, you know, into the season, you know, people always talk about pitching, you know, and who's going to have the best rotation going forward into the season?
Well, I'm still leaning a little bit towards Houston, Mike, simply because they've got proven guys and they are the champs. They're the ones that have to be knocked off. Lots of places where they've got potential. We've been hearing about the potential with the Mets for a number of years, but there's been an awful lot of injuries there. So I still think that's somewhat of an unknown situation. Tampa Bay, you and I talked about a couple of weeks ago in terms of an up-and-coming rotation. The Dodgers are always strong as long as they've got Kershaw leading and a couple of guys to kind of back him up and then fill out the fourth and fifth spots. I can't see the Giants staying down for very long, but in my mind right now, the team to look at in terms of strength in the starting rotation would be Houston. I think A.J. Hinch has probably got seven guys that could potentially be a top two or three on any staff in the major leagues. He's going to be sending two guys to the bullpen that could be major league starters on most teams.
That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us here on the program. You can obviously get involved, 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on Twitter. Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. John, throw out your Twitter handle as well.
At 12, John Poulter, 12 being the number 1-2.
There you go. Okay, so, John, let's talk about some teams that did make some moves. Obviously, the Brewers, one of them, the Giants. Talk about some of the teams that you think that made some moves in the offseason. Obviously, the Yankees. I mean, I could go on. The list obviously goes on. But who do you think made the biggest moves and should be the biggest splashes for the season this year?
Well, I guess the first one that comes to mind, Andy, and the one that you've mentioned, is the Giants. Not only did they go out and get a bunch of guys, they went out and got a bunch of guys that were star players as opposed to just sort of retooling. Clearly, San Francisco does not want another season like they had last year. That had to be a disaster in terms of what the Giants management and playing staff and fans have come to expect over the last few years. They've basically restructured that whole team. You know, they've now got Austin Jackson playing center field, who will be a great addition defensively. for them in that huge park in San Francisco. Picked up McCutcheon from Pittsburgh, who moved to right field and is an established center fielder. He's obviously going to play well there. That moves Hunter Pence to left. Left's been kind of a problem for the Giants in the last few years. It seems that every year they have a different starting left fielder. They've strengthened themselves a little bit on the pitching staff, and of course they've still got guys like Brandon Belt, Buster Posey, Joe Panik, Brandon Crawford, and of course the addition of Evan Longoria at third base from Tampa Bay to me is perhaps the best pickup by any team over the winter in terms of a trade, perhaps with the exception of Stanton going to the Yankees. But they're still a strong team. You know, Bumgarner, Cueto, Samardzija, top three guys in terms of starting pitching. I still think that's a strong team, and I'm looking for them to rebound and perhaps be the biggest beneficiaries of winter acquisitions.
Hey, real quickly, we've only got a couple minutes left. How big of a loss is J.D. Martinez for the D-backs, and how much of a get was it for the Boston Red Sox?
I think it was big on both sides from the standpoint that the Diamondbacks got a lot of production out of him. He was perhaps the best hitter in the game after he was traded to the Diamondbacks last summer. I thought they had a good chance to sign him. I'm surprised that they didn't. The Red Sox, of course, always there with their checkbook. All he can do is strengthen that team, and that's the last thing an American League opponent wants to see is the Red Sox or the Yankees becoming strengthened. So I think it's huge on both sides, Andy.
Interesting. You know, baseball, as we always talk about, it's a marathon, not a sprint, obviously. And you know what? I think it's important to get out of the gates quickly, like the D-backs did last season when you think about it, because they struggled a lot in the second half, but because of that great start, they were able to maintain and hold everybody off and just kind of get their way into the playoffs and the postseason, something that I think is going to be pretty difficult to repeat this season again, especially with the loss of a J.D. Martinez not being in that lineup. He, like you said, man, he may have been the best hitter in all of baseball after coming to the D-backs during the season. And you know what? Look, you just got to move on. You got to figure out ways to manufacture runs. And, you know, they went out and they did. They went out and got themselves an outfielder that is going to go out there and, you know, get on base a little bit more and can get on the base paths and move and create some havoc. So they're going to have to do it a little bit by committee, I think, if I'm not mistaken. And we'll just see how it all plays out. John, hey, do you have a few more moments to stick around with us on the other side and talk some hockey on the other side? Is that cool?
I sure do.
All right, so we're going to take a quick pause for the cause, obviously. You got Mike Wilson, you got Andy Dorf, and we're talking to our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. Keep it close, everybody. Like I said, on the other side, we're going to shift gears. We're going to talk a little hockey, man, for all you puckheads that are out there. So keep it close. He is Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, and yes, we're continuing with John Poulter, our professor of sports. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
Advantage of having worked with a lot of these young players before they got here. That's high, and that'll get the runner home, that's for sure. Fred Lewis back in the well in left field. Now he turns and looks up at it, and that is going to be number one for J.D. Martinez. First major league homer for J.D. Martinez makes it 2-0 Astros.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400.
Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Voracek cutting on in. Voracek to the middle of the shot. He scores! If at first you don't succeed, try again. Voracek wins it in overtime. 3-2, your final.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, pulling you through the week on the Dorf on Sports weekend edition. And we are talking with John Poulter, our professor of sports. And I love hearing the hockey calls. I'll be honest with you, man. Those are some of the best in the world when you really think about the emotions, the drama, and just how amazing it is when you talk about NHL playoff hockey time. It's just there's nothing like it. But, John, I want to get your take on the hockey season thus far, some of the biggest surprises and some of the biggest shocks.
Biggest surprise would obviously have to be the Vegas Golden Knights, an expansion team. Second in the Western Conference, led the Western Conference for most of the season. It's only in the last week to 10 days that Nashville has gone on a streak and caught them. I think if anybody had sat here in September and said that we thought that in mid-March we'd be talking about Vegas as a solid postseason contender and pretty much guaranteed home ice in the first round of the playoffs, I think we would have all been sort of looked at as being, well, okay, what have those guys been putting on their cereal in the morning? That, to me, has got to be the biggest surprise. The biggest disappointment probably is the performance of teams like Montreal and Ottawa. But the biggest surprise of all, to me, has to be the decline of the Chicago Blackhawks. Here's a team that we looked at as part of a dynasty or a dynasty for part of the decade. And all of a sudden, they're going to be playing the role of spoilers for the rest of the year. Excuse me, they're not officially eliminated, but realistically, they're out of it with 64 points. I don't see that team making the playoffs. And when you look at some of the talent on that roster and you consider the fact that they're paying a lot of guys a lot of money, they've done a good job in managing that salary cap and filling the holes, but it seems as though it's finally caught up with them. And I don't think anybody would have thought that the Blackhawks would not be a playoff team when we sat down and looked at this preseason in September and October. That to me has got to be the biggest shock.
What about go ahead, Mike.
No, I was just going to say, you kind of stole my thunder there. I was going to ask him about Chicago a little bit, but I did, you know, John, I did see that the commissioner went and visited Calgary and suggested some, you know, changes to the arena. Is Calgary in any danger of losing their franchise, or what do they have to do?
They could be in danger. Clearly it's a small market team. There's been a lot of noise made by the team in the last 12 to 18 months about the fact that they need a new arena. We've heard this story a million times in a million places, that the teams always want everybody but themselves to fund an arena. Calgary probably is not a place that can afford to do that. Calgary is a growing community. It's a very big city in Western Canada. Always been a big rivalry with Edmonton, and I think if the truth were known, the fact that Edmonton, 3 hours to the north, has recently built a palace primarily with owner's money as opposed to public money, I think there's a bit of jealousy in Calgary. Calgary's owners are not prepared to put up that kind of money, so therefore they're looking to the community to do it. Community probably not all that interested in doing it, much the same as we've seen in other sports in the States and in Canada. I guess they're in danger of losing it from the standpoint that we hear that they're building an arena in Seattle, but I my guess is that the team in Seattle will be an expansion team. If Calgary were to move, I'm not sure, other than Quebec City, I'm not really sure where there's a viable place for a team, an established team to move to at this point. And moving a team to Quebec City from the Western Conference would upset Bettman's apple cart from the standpoint that he really wants 16 East and 16 West. And, of course, if he moves a team from the West to the East, he's got this imbalance again, which he clearly does not want to do. Calgary's a funny place. They don't really have any other major sports. They have the Stampeders, a Canadian Football League team, but I think we'll all agree that the Canadian Football League is very much a second-class choice citizen and choice for players in terms of pro football. It's basically for guys that either too small or are not good enough to make the NFL. It's entertaining football, but it's not the NFL. It's not a big TV market. Calgary Flames, basically the only major league team in Calgary. I think it's important that they stay. As a Canadian, I want to see them stay. Are they likely to move? It could happen. I don't think it's going to happen soon. And quite frankly, I think saner heads will prevail here. And something will be done either in terms of renovating the arena or doing something in terms of funding it.
Interesting stuff. A couple more questions that I want to get out to you, John. And the first one is you know, you're talking about some disappointments, and you didn't mention the Detroit Red Wings. And I'm a little shocked at the fall for them, obviously outside of the playoffs right now, looking in. Do they have a shot to get themselves in the playoffs, number one? And number two, talk a little bit about their demise.
Well, I think the Red Wings, contrary to your thoughts, I'm not surprised that the Red Wings have fallen. We saw them start to slip a couple of years ago. Last year, they actually missed the playoffs for the first time in 25 years. That was a roster that had a lot of star players that all got old at the same time. And they were able to keep that team together when it was starting to age simply because there was that sort of community feeling there, that the stars all took smaller contracts, much like the New England Patriots guys do, to keep a winning tradition. And while it helped them in the short term, it clearly hurt them from a rebuilding standpoint because they had so many successful years. They were getting lower draft choices each year because they were doing so well. And we all know now that the way to build in the NHL in the 2000s is to build through the draft. So that kind of hurt them. They had a couple of really good players retire. Pavel Datsyuk retired and went back to Russia. And, of course, Nick Lidstrom, who in my mind was the best defenseman in the NHL at the time of his peak years and even towards his retirement, that sort of hurt. Fedorov is really the only guy that's left now that you would consider a star. They've had goaltending problems. I don't think that really has surprised me all that much, Andy, and they're in a very competitive division. Can they make the playoffs? Yeah, mathematically, but I really don't think from a realistic standpoint it's going to work. If you look at the fact that, in my mind, you probably need 95 points to be sure of a playoff spot, that means they need 33 points from their last out of their last 36, which is 18 games. I don't think that's going to happen.
Right.
Even if you can look at it and say it's 90 points, they need 28 points from 18 games. I'm not sure that's going to happen. I think this is another rebuilding year in Detroit, quite frankly.
All right, so with that being said, I got two quick ones for you here. Can the Pittsburgh Penguins go back-to-back-to-back? And then also, real quickly, touch on the Coyotes' future a little bit for us.
Yeah, the Penguins can go back-to-back-to-back. They're sitting third place right now in a very, very tight division. If the playoffs opened today, they'd be playing Philadelphia in a best of five series with three games in Philadelphia. That would be a little bit tough. Great in-state rivalry, but Pittsburgh's got to get Matt Murray healthy. He was hurt again last week, and they don't have any backup in terms of strength, as they did with Fleury, who's now, of course, in Vegas. So they don't have that to fall back on. If anything hurts the Penguins, that will be it. In terms of the Coyotes, yeah, they're starting to play a lot better. 7-2-1 in their last 10 games, but they dug such a huge hole. They can't get close to they can't get close to 90 points. So clearly they're looking at another year where they're looking up at the rest of the league. But they're making good progress. The question is it quick enough progress?
Hey, John, as always, you know how much we appreciate your time. Can we catch up with you next week as well?
We sure can.
Sounds great. Have a wonderful day, John, and we'll talk to you about baseball and hockey next week, my friend.
Perfect. Thanks, Andy. My pleasure as always. Take care, guys.
John Poulter, our professor of sports, man, breaking it down, Mike. I mean, doesn't get much better. He knows his stuff when we're talking baseball and we're talking hockey like nobody else, man.
Nobody else. I'm always educated when I get off the phone with Poulter, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, good stuff as always. Honest, so we know we got to take a quick pause for the cause, as we know, and we'll be back on the other side. We're going to get into maybe some basketball on the other side, Mike, if you don't mind, because obviously we've talked a little baseball, we've talked a little hockey, and we've kind of gone around it a little bit, but now it's time to obviously get into NBA basketball, college basketball. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back.
Mystery Tackle Box is the most fun and affordable way to discover new lures every month. Go to mtbfish.com/fishtalkradio now. Select your target species, select your subscription length, get your Mystery Tackle Box delivered, and catch more fish. It's that easy. They offer 7 different species and monthly to 12-month subscriptions, plus gift subscriptions that are perfect for any angler. Not only will you discover new lures and save up to 40% off retail prices, but Mystery Tackle Box also produces amazing content on their blog, social media, and YouTube channel to help make you a better, more well-rounded angler. And we've partnered with them to get you all a great deal. Use the promo code FISHTALK for $10 off your first subscription. Visit mtbfish.com/fishtalkradio to learn more and subscribe. That's mtbfish.com/fishtalkradio.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Butler with 4 seconds left. Butler denied by James, and Smith calls a timeout. Heads up play by Smith as he turned and called the timeout after the rejection from James.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now here's Andy.
Alrighty, people, welcome back. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. Yes, it is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, Mike, so it's time to talk some NBA basketball. As we know, we did hear the clip, and obviously got to thank NBA.com and everybody else that we get the clips from throughout the show. We do appreciate that. But looking at the standings right now, Toronto, a game and a half ahead of Boston. Obviously, they went down to the Houston Rockets. Good basketball game, by the way, on Saturday night. But the Toronto Raptors leading the way. The Cleveland Cavaliers, 8.5 games back of them. So makes them about, I guess, six and a half games back of Boston. I would almost think that those two teams are definitely going to battle it out for number one and two. May not make a difference for the Cleveland Cavaliers. I don't know. We'll see. But do they stay in the top three spot? I guess that's the real question, because only about a game or so separating them from third to fifth, and then a game and a half separating them from third to sixth. Milwaukee, I don't think they're going to catch him. I don't think Miami's going to catch him. But I do think that movement from three till six is very possible in the Eastern Conference, Mike.
Oh, no doubt. Movement between those three, four teams right there is so up in the air. It's insane. I mean, Toronto, I mean, I watched them the other night against, they played Washington down in DC, and they looked really good. I'm starting to take Toronto pretty seriously right now as possibly the best team in the East. They're playing the best ball right now, but it is still, it's only March, and, you know, we got till the end of the season in April to kind of figure this out. But, you know, between Cleveland, Washington, Indiana and Philly, we got some movement. I tend to think Cleveland's probably going to stay in that three spot. You know, when it comes down to it, I mean, you still got the best player in the game to help you out and to stay in that third place spot. But, you know, look, if someone goes down for Cleveland, I mean, like a, you know, a Nance or any one of the Clarkson and any one of those guys kind of goes down, you know, until Love gets back, I mean, you got to tread water a little bit here. And I don't know what to say about your Bucks, but, you know, I don't know how much movement is going to happen. It's just one of those things, Dorf, you just got to let play out. And there's going to be, you know, depending on who plays who, when, scheduling, all that kind of stuff, that's going to determine a lot. But, you know, all that love that Cleveland got after those first two games with the new guys, it has evaporated. Yeah. You know, I mean, they're 6-4 in their last 10. So it's, you know, it's not like they're tearing the world on fire. They're still getting scored on in bunches.
No, they're definitely not tearing the world apart. That's for sure. I think they're missing something, and I think they'll get a lot back when Kevin Love does come back on the floor. He's going to give him toughness. He'll give him some rebounding. He'll give him some spacing on the floor a little bit better, a big guy that can knock down the three-point ball. So I do think they'll get a little bit better with him. However, I do think that
The reality of Cleveland not making it to the NBA Finals is very, very possible. I really do think so. And when you look at it, Toronto, like you said, yeah, they're playing some really good basketball right now. The question that I have about them is, if you game plan for DeMar DeRozan and you game plan for Kyle Lowry, can those other guys beat you?
Good question.
And their big guy, I learned this maybe this week or last week, their big guy, their center, who's pretty good, and I don't even want to try to attempt to say his name at this point, but the truth is, Mike, look, he's been working with Jack Sigma a little bit, so he's been working on that low post game a little bit, and I found that to be somewhat intriguing. And I always find it intriguing when you have these older guys that do come back to help out certain individuals. You know, you have Kevin Garnett who helps Giannis. He helps some other guys. You have Kareem that talks to people.
You have
Olajuwon. Yeah, you have all these guys that obviously have made their mark and made their way in the NBA, and they come back and they want to help mentor some of these other guys. I find that to be pretty cool. I find it to be pretty impressive. And it's obvious that those guys still care about the game and they want to give back to a certain degree. So I think all around that's pretty good stuff.
No, it is pretty good stuff. And it is what, that's what you want out of your Hall of Famers. That's what you want out of guys who have played the game to give back, like you said. So, any big guy in the league is going to benefit from KG teaching him a few things, and certainly Olajuwon, who is my all-time favorite center, you know, with all his footwork down low, or Kevin McHale, you know, coming in to help you. So, you know, these young guys can learn a lot from people who have done it and done it at a high level. I do have a question for you though, Dorf. You know, you got Philly there, man, and they're interesting because, you know, the whole trust the process thing. Where do you think Philly ends up, you know, to finish the year?
You know, that's an interesting question, a great question, by the way. And, you know, they were lobbying the other day. I heard that, you know, when they were playing Cleveland in Cleveland, that there may be some talk about some of those guys trying to persuade LeBron to come to Philadelphia next season. And when you look at the pieces that they've put together, you know, for so many years, we were all saying, what the hell is Philadelphia doing? But all of a sudden, you have all those number one draft picks, and sooner or later, you can put the pieces together to the puzzle. And that to me is what's starting to happen there in Philadelphia. So would a guy like LeBron take a chance to go and play with those guys? I don't know. I don't think so. But would it be really interesting? Would it be really intriguing? Could it wind up working out? Absolutely. But truth be told, when you ask about the bar on Philadelphia, you know, I think you're looking at a team that maybe can get up to the 5, maybe the 4, but I think they're probably pretty comfortable where they're at, 6, 7, or 8. You know, if they make it into the playoffs, that's obviously showing some improvement. You mentioned the Bucks a little while ago, man, and I'll tell you what, they've been a real disappointment, man. They've dropped 4 games in a row. They're losing to guys that are ahead of them in the division. You know, you're looking at they lost to Washington the other day. They lost to Indiana the other day. So Milwaukee is struggling a little bit at the wrong time. I think they'll make it in the playoffs, but I wouldn't be surprised if they wind up being the 8 seed and they have to play a Toronto or a Boston in the first round. And that's going to be really challenging, man. I'll be honest with you. So, you know, I look at the Eastern Conference and I think it's a 3-team race. Ultimately, Toronto, Boston, and Cleveland. And, you know, we're going to give the edge to Cleveland because they've done it before. But again, I do think the possibility of them being knocked out this season, not getting to the NBA Finals, is a real possibility, Mike.
No, it absolutely is. And, you know, I do agree with you. Cleveland's missing something. And, you know, and like you said, they're going to get it back with Love. Love's going to give you 20 and 10, 20 and 12. You know, he's going to he will legitimately be their second best player when he comes back. I mean, he always kind of was, even before the trade, to me, was their legit second best player. But there is something else missing. I can't exactly put my finger on it. Maybe it's the point guard play. Maybe it's just a two guard from the outside that just hit the jumper after jumper after jumper to take a little bit of pressure off LeBron. But there is something missing in the mix in Cleveland. And, you know, with Toronto and Boston, you know, they're playing well. I mean, Toronto's 9-1 in the last 10, but Boston's been up and down. I think this is where they're missing Hayward quite a bit. But, you know, they're still going to be a force to be reckoned with, you know, come playoff time.
You know, you mentioned something kind of interesting when you said about Cleveland missing something. And I also think they're missing something with the coaching level that they have, too. I'm not impressed with Ty Lue. I'm sorry. I don't think he has great plays on when they call a timeout. They don't necessarily have a great inbound play to get them a basket like a Brad Stevens or like a Greg Popovich who does. Those guys are historically known for going out there and making a great design play after a timeout. Ty Lue, I think, depends so much. I think it's really interesting because he does. He hopes that LeBron can carry him so much through all the problems. So I think Ty Lue may be a little bit of a problem there in Cleveland as well, Mike. I don't know, but
well, I've never really been impressed with Lue. It's not like, you know, he's trying to build a team and, you know, trying to take him to the next level after that. He doesn't have that. A Brad Stevens has that because he has such great offensive schemes. He comes out of timeouts with set plays, take advantage of things. Lue's never struck me as that. And even the hire of Lue, I was like, that's the best you can do is Ty Lue, the guy who got stepped over by the answer in the finals.
You know, okay. You know, you were a poet right there and you didn't even know it. Ty Lue is the best you can do. That's pretty good right there, Mike. Pretty good stuff.
Every once in a while, a score finds a nut. So there you go. Yeah,
how cool of a story do you think it is seeing Dwayne Wade go back to Miami? Obviously, he has that game the other day where he turns the clock back. He's doing it for the kid in Florida. And obviously, you know, when we have tragedies, it's a really cool to see the world come together in different ways. Dwayne Wade turned the clock back, man. The guy looked fantastic, you know, against the Philadelphia 76ers the other day. What can you say about him going back to Miami? What can we say about the Miami Heat maybe making the playoffs? That's pretty impressive, man.
No, it is impressive. And, you know, for anybody who's not a fan of Wade, I don't know what they're waiting for. I mean, Wade's just one of those players that you just love to watch play. You just love to, like, hear his opinions on stuff. You know, he's an all-around good guy. And, you know, for him to get any hate or anything like that, I don't understand it. But for him to go back to Miami and to Cleveland, you know, you got to give big ups to Cleveland to send him back to Miami, to where it all began. And, you know, he owns that city. I mean, when you think of D. Wade, you think of Miami. You don't think of Chicago. You don't think of Cleveland. You think of Miami. He's the mayor of Miami, basically. So, you know, to see him kind of turn back the clock, hit those game winners, hit one over Lonzo earlier in the week, you know, it's the way it should be. You know, when you're watching NBA basketball and you're watching D-Wade play, you expect great things, and D-Wade's going to give you great things.
Yeah, you know, I'm looking forward to talking to you about the Western Conference, where we'll do that, obviously, in hour number two, because we're coming up against the first hour here. But the truth is that last week, this looked a lot different in the Western Conference from 3 through 8 than it does as we sit here today. You know, Portland is all of a sudden in the 3 spot. They were like in the 7th spot. Minnesota had been in the 3rd spot. They're going to struggle a little bit without Jimmy Butler now, I think. So it'll be a little bit more difficult for them. We'll see how they finish the season off. New Orleans Pelicans, all of a sudden, they're in the 5 spot. You have to go all the way down to the 6 spot now to see the San Antonio Spurs. And I really wonder how much of that has to do with Kawhi Leonard not being happy there, him not being on the floor. Obviously, man, look, he's one of the best players when he's healthy in this league. So not having that guy is huge. Oklahoma City now in 7th. The Denver Nuggets in 8th, and they're going to battle out with the Clippers and the Utah Jazz to a certain degree. But I think that when push comes to shove, these are probably your 8 teams that you're going to see in the Western Conference. It's just a matter of how does 3 through 8 wind up looking, because it has changed so much in 1 week. So really excited to talk to you about the Western Conference here on the other side, and obviously moving into hour number 2 of the show. But Get at us, people. Let's talk sports, man. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. That's obviously how you can get in touch with us. You can always touch base with us on Twitter. Follow us there. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website as well. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Anyways, we'll be back to wrap up this hour, weekend of Dorf on Sports. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We'll be right back.
With a one-point lead, Harden with the basketball. Looking inside. Jumper, baseline. The Rockets may have to win this from inside the three-point line tonight.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517. Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992. Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. We like thoughts. We like opinions, people. 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. And then check out the website as well. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Love the people watching us on Facebook Live, too. Alfred has some good comments. Lauren, we appreciate you. Hendo, all the other people that are watching us. We really do appreciate you checking us out. Michael Bankston, just tons of people. Josh, we love it, man. Jeannie. all you people. Victoria, again, man, we love having you people check us out. Share the video for us. Get it out there with your friends as well. But, Mike, man, hour number two is on the horizon for us, brother. So we're going to get knee-deep into the Western Conference a little bit. We'll talk about that probably to start off, and then we'll just kind of take it from there, man. But interesting how the Western Conference has really moved around, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of a jumbled mess right now. It's kind of a hot mess. So you just got to let it play out, see where everybody lands. But Portland's playing some good ball, man. They're 8-2. You know, Denver, hey, they came up with a good win at Cleveland the other night. But we'll see how it all shapes out.
Yeah, you know, and Portland's always been interesting to me, man, with those two guards that they have, McCollum and Lillard. And, you know, there's so much talk about Harden being this guy, like the greatest ISO guy in the league right now. Damian Lillard is right up there, too. Anyways, I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause. Hour number one, people, it's in the books. That means hour number two is on the horizon. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
There's not a law-abiding gun owner in America doesn't believe that if you go to a gun show and if you go on the internet, you need to know through a commercial transaction who the person is and what their intent, what their background.
They were talking guns again on the Sunday morning talk shows. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin telling NBC's Meet the Press he thinks the president would sign the gun law that he co-authored with Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey if it made it to his desk.
I'm not taking anybody's guns away from them. We can't even get background checks that makes gun sense.
His bill would not have any effect on law-abiding gun owners, but would prevent terrorists or other unstable people from going to a gun show to buy a weapon. Over on CNN, they were talking tariffs.
The way it was handled, it would be like me going home tonight and having dinner with my family and saying, girls, I sold the house today. I mean, you just don't do things like that off the cuff.
Those in favor say this will give American steel and aluminum manufacturing a fair hand to grow their industries in the factory-heavy states. This is USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top-quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
It's going to take days to clean up after a powerful winter storm with winds near hurricane force batter the northeast United States. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
Millions of people still without power across 12 states. Severe coastal flooding also threatening houses, including along the shore in Maine, where this man says,
"You feel bad for the people, but that comes with having a house on the water. Ocean winds, you lose."
He was speaking on CNN on Sunday morning as authorities were watching the storm pull away. They said at least 9 people had been killed in storm-related incidents. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
North Korea threatening to retaliate against planned United States and South Korea military drills, saying it will not consider talks with the United States. The U.S. and South Korea routinely conducting military drills in the high seas, which North Korea claims it views as a threat. One half of Ben and Jerry's ice cream in trouble after his arrest Saturday afternoon. The Ben in Ben and Jerry's holding a demonstration in downtown Burlington going after jet noise. This is USA Radio News.
You know, I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 5 months, and I'm telling you, my sleep's improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? When are you going to jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life? Are you waiting for a better offer? Well, your wait's over. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, you can take advantage of the MyPillow 4-pack offer. 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows, half off. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, you get 50% off. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA.
The CDC now saying it believes the flu has reached its peak.
The CDC has told us that they think it's peaked, and that's kind of what we're seeing. We're still seeing some flu, but we're not continuing to see a rise in the flu, for which we are very thankful.
That is Dr. Elizabeth Haas telling Lex 18 News in Kentucky that obviously it's not over yet, as the flu is still at elevated levels all across the country.
The peak means truly that. It means the peak, and that means we're about halfway or a little more than halfway done.
Well, so far this year, the CDC reporting a total of 114 pediatric deaths because of this virus. She says you should still make sure you're
washing your hands before you eat, after you go to the bathroom, not putting your hands to your face.
Man, it's still not a bad idea to get a flu shot. The president joking around at some fundraisers lately. Wendy King with more.
CNN says it's obtained a recording of President Trump speaking at a closed-door fundraiser. He speaks of China's President Xi Jinping, saying,
China's great, and Xi is a great gentleman. He's now president for life.
And then, after that, he said,
I think it's great. May want to give that a shot someday.
No word from the White House on this. The president also spoke at the annual Gridiron Dinner. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And California Senator Dianne Feinstein gave this week's Democratic Weekly Address, calling for stricter gun laws and asking Congress to raise the age to buy guns once the AR-15 banned. I'm John DeMaster for USA Radio News.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you, good afternoon to others. Welcome in. We are Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with my man Mike Wilson. I am Andy Dorf. Get at us in many ways. You can call us 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. But as we know, March is upon us, and that means March Madness right around the corner. The kids from the basketball, the college world, will be playing 40 minutes. That's all they're guaranteed, people, 40 minutes. And they keep trying to keep their careers for some of them and their seasons alive for all of them, as we know, because March Madness, to me, is the best tournament there is. If you have a thought, opinion, a take on what the best tournament there is out there, if you like the World Cup, if you like the NBA, if you like the NHL, if you like Major League Baseball, let us know. We'd like to hear from you about that at 1-800-878-7529. But I personally like the March Madness tournament, man. I think that is the ultimate tournament. One and done, man. There's nothing like it in the world when you really think about it, other than potentially some soccer stuff out there. But, Mike, good morning, my friend. How are you, brother?
Doing good, man. And, yeah, like I said, two words, big dance. It's coming. And, you know, I get to spend some days in Vegas watching the Pac-12 tournament and seeing who lives and who doesn't. It's going to be interesting.
It will be interesting. And obviously, as we know, the NBA jockeying for position, we'll get into that. The Eastern Conference, the Western Conference, so much to be decided. But I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're just getting loosened up. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back, everybody.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
So the chants of MVP have silenced. He has now tied the Raptor record for points with 51. He joins Vince Carter and Terrence Ross.
If anybody deserves to have the record, it's this guy.
DeRozan stands alone at the top of the record books. DeMar DeRozan with his 52 points.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Man, oh, man. When you think about how DeMar DeRozan has played this year, Mike Wilson for the Toronto Raptors, he's really elevated his game a lot. And I'll be honest, man, he's one of the guys that I truly, truly enjoy watching play basketball on any day. I love watching him because he's just magnificent. He can make plays left and right. Had the 50-some-odd points the other night. Look, he's one of those up-and-coming budding superstars in the NBA right now.
Oh, I already think he's there. If it wasn't for the fact that he played in Toronto, he'd be getting all sorts of love. I mean, if he played in San Antonio, if he played in Miami, like he'd still be getting a ton of love. But since he plays in the Great White North, I think that plays a role in just how well or just how popular he is at the moment.
No, that's a good point. And obviously, you can get at us 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website as well, dorfonsportsradio.com. All right, Mike, so I want to talk to you a little bit about what's been going on in college basketball and the landscape of everything. And, you know, you have the interesting news or maybe too quick for people to jump on this and talk about Sean Miller, where he is, giving guys or offering guys on a phone line, a wiretap allegedly, that he is offering $100,000 to get DeAndre Ayton to come to the University of Arizona to play basketball. He has a very strong message for everybody, says absolutely not. This is not what he did. First and foremost, what did you think of Sean Miller and how he reacted, his press conference? Was it what you were expecting, yes or no?
Well, yeah. I mean, to an extent, I figured he'd come out and be pretty hard denial with it. I mean, you're being accused of being an FBI wiretap. And if you truly are, if you truly feel like you have done nothing wrong, then that's the response that you give to the press. That's the response that you give to anybody listening to you at the microphone. So what he did was not really that unexpected to me. The thing that I have that I still have questions about is then who's on the wiretap? Then who are they talking about? Because if it's not in it, it wasn't DeAndre Ayton, and you can look at the facts of the case in terms of, okay, when was the wiretap made? The wiretap was made long after Ayton committed to Arizona. Like
right.
He was in way before that wiretap was made. So, okay, then is Miller still on that wiretap? Is it something where they got something wrong in terms of who was on the wiretap? Or was Miller still on? Is that Miller? But is he talking about somebody else? There's still some questions for me in terms of who's there, who they're talking about. And the other thing I gotta rant a little bit here with ESPN and Mark Schlabaugh. Schlabaugh has been doing this for 20, 25 years. I've read his stuff. He's good. He's good at what he does. But a lot of this was based off of one source. So usually when you go to writing in even a little piddly dink little writer like me, you source it. I have three or four sources that I'm working off of to get it right, because I don't want to be caught doing something wrong or quoting the wrong thing, those type of things. So to base it off one source is just that's a red flag for me.
All right. So let me throw this to you this way. If Sean Miller came out the way that he came out, first and foremost, either the guy is one hell of a liar or he's telling the truth, okay? And then with that being said, ESPN could find themselves in a major, major
lawsuit.
Situation here, lawsuit, obviously, right? But with that being said, according to my sources, they have yet to back down from their story too. So,
yeah.
I'm not exactly sure what to make of this. I think we all know, man, it's been going on for 30 years. To some degree, players are being given something, whether it's a car, whether it's money, whether it's something along those lines. We have known for a long, long time that this type of stuff goes on in college sports. So is it crazy for us? to think that something like this is possible? Absolutely not. It's more than likely that something like this is going on at many universities throughout the country, Mike. Yes or no?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, to stick your head in the sand with this and pretend like this is something new. I mean, this has been going on for a while. Even Arizona State, they got caught up in a point shaving thing, years ago with Steve Smith. So it's been going on for a long time. It will continue to go on until the NCAA gets their hands on this. I mean, it took the FBI to go, hey, there's something going on here and we got something illegal going on. And if you don't fix it, we're going to fix it.
Okay. So with that being said, there's been some commentary from guys like Jay Williams, some other people, maybe even Jalen Rose, I heard him talking about this. If you're the guys who are playing in the Final Four, do you boycott that the Final Four like they're suggesting they should? I personally think it's absolutely asinine to ask kids to do that, especially when you think about some of the one and dones. I mean, this is what you're playing college basketball for. So ultimately, to tell kids to sit or to boycott once they make it to the Final Four, I don't think that's very productive, Mike. What say you?
No, it's not productive. You're asking kids that have once in a lifetime opportunity here to walk away from that opportunity. You don't ask 18, 19, 20 year old kids to do that. I would say that, and I heard some of the commentary as well. The rules do need to change to help these kids out a little bit across the board in all sports. They should be able to. I'm kind of coming around to hire an agent, be able to sell their wares while they're still in college. There's some stuff that have to be worked out, but I think I'm going to come around to being okay with that. I know there's people out there be like, they're getting a free education. Well, you know what? They are getting a free education, but that school is making millions off the backs of these kids and selling their jersey numbers or their likenesses, that they should be able to have the right to some of that money.
The truth is you and I are absolutely going to butt heads on this one. Sure. I personally do feel that, yes, those kids are getting paid. Like you said, they get a free education. I would think that just about anybody in the world would die for that opportunity to have a free education and better themselves moving forward. I think the real problem here, Mike, is this. These kids aren't going to school for school. They're going to school because they're trying to live out their childhood dream. And let's be honest, man, it is a very small fraction of those kids that are in this pool of basketball, baseball, football, hockey, tennis, whatever sport that they're playing at their university, a very small percentage of them are going to make it to the next level. So ultimately, to me, that free education is so damn important and is getting so overlooked by the athletes, maybe by yourself to a certain degree. The price that you pay to go to school these days is a lot of money. So they're getting $250,000 to $500,000 to go play at this university is the way that I look at it. You may not feel that way, but ultimately, that to me is the way it is. They are getting paid to go to that university, not getting money in their pocket, but not having to spend money out of their pocket to get potentially a great education.
No, I would agree with that. And this is something I do wrestle with a little bit because of that, especially like kids that go to USC. I mean, to go to USC is like $70,000 a year. And to get that paid for, you're getting paid to go to that school. But, one of the things that I would like to see changed is the whole one and done thing. Okay. If you're going to go pro out of high school. But if you're going to go to college, kind of like I like the baseball rule. You got to be there for 3 years. And for some of these kids, that's going to increase their marketability, that's going to increase their draft status, you know, when it comes time for them to do it. So if they can make one change that I would totally be in favor for, it would be that.
No, I'm in agreement on that as well, too. I think, you know, 3 years playing college football, that's the way it is there. Like you're talking baseball, let's make that rule in basketball as well, because it's going to make the college game better. And like you said, I do think it makes the NBA better as well. Anyways, I know we got to take a quick pause for the calls. We're going to do that. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back, everybody. Keep it close.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Second and goal. Chiefs from the Titan one. Smith out of the gun. He's got Hunt to his right. Smith gives to Hunt over the right side into the end zone. Touchdown Kansas City. They're on the board first.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. He's Mike Wilson. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit us up on Twitter. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out Mike at Pigskin Opinion. Always check out the website as well, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. And obviously, hearing the clip there, NFL Combine, Mike, what do you make of it, bro? Are you into the NFL Combine? What does it mean to you?
No, I'm not really into it. I mean, I might check in on it, see who they're looking at, that kind of thing. But look, I mean, you know, if a kid can play, all you got to do is go to game film. Game film tells you everything. It doesn't matter, you know, how fast a lineman goes 40 yards straight down the field. A lineman never goes in a straight line down the field. You know, they were talking about quarterbacks yesterday looking kind of shaky. They're in shorts and t-shirt. You know, if a quarterback can play, you know, just by looking at the film, like I said, and the same thing with any other position. It's just like when I look at these 7-on-7s with these high school to college guys, I don't care what they can do in 7-on-7 because you're not getting hit, you're not getting jammed, all that kind of stuff. So it's kind of a fake way of looking at football to me.
No, I'm with you, man. That's a great way to put it. You know, because when are you ever going to be playing football without pads? When are you ever going to be playing football without hitting each other? Never. So ultimately, they're taking a lot of the degree of difficulty out of this whole situation. So guys are just able to go out there and throw in shorts and t-shirts, like you said. A little bit easier for these guys to go out there and make the kinds of throws that they are when they're like that. And speaking of which, this Josh Allen kid allegedly throws a ball 70 yards and he can do it at like 90 miles an hour. Does that impress you?
Let's see if he gets, you know, once he's being, you know, tracked down by Ndamukong Suh or, you know, guys like that, if he's going to be throwing at 70 yards, a guy that can chuck it down the field, has a cannon. Yeah, it's a little impressive, but really, how many times a game are you going to be, is your coach going to want you to chuck it 60 yards down the field? It's more stuff across the middle. Can you hit the screen pass on time? Can you hit an out route on time and put it in there accurately? That kind of stuff impresses me. Chucking it, having a cannon for an arm impresses me just from the standpoint of watching it go downfield. But in the reality of NFL football, you're not going to be asked to do that all that much. It's all about timing in the NFL and in college now. So you got to be able to do that.
That's a good point. So with that being said, can you believe what's going on in Minnesota? Like, what are they thinking with the quarterback situation? All of a sudden, there's talk of them going after Kirk Cousins. I mean, they have a guy in Case Keenum that led them to the NFC Championship game. Like, I'm not quite sure I understand what the hell's going on with a lot of these owners around the NFL thinking so highly about certain people that have actually never really won anything. So I don't get where the Minnesota Vikings are going with potentially going after Kirk Cousins and getting rid of the three options that they have right there, which I understand, you know, you don't know about Teddy Bridgewater, you don't know about Sam Bradford, but you do see what Case Keenum did in that offense last year. So what the hell's going on in Minnesota, Mike?
That's a good question, because it doesn't say anything about Keenum, but it says everything about that coaching staff and the ownership saying, we don't think you can do it 2 years in a row. I, you know, that's what that tells me big picture, is that they don't think Keenum can do this 2 years in a row. And they may be right. They certainly could be wrong. But you know, look, you got to dance with the guy that brought you to the dance, man. And he showed that he can do it. You get him the weapons, you know, and he's not a guy that's going to beat you downfield. He's the dink and dunk timing guy, you know, type of quarterback. So, I just find I'm almost speechless, because you got a guy that's done it. They almost got you to the ultimate game in your backyard, and you're willing to take a chance on a guy who is 7-9 and is all, you know, and hasn't done it. So I'm just shocked as you are.
I just can't figure out what the fascination is with a guy like Kirk Cousins who has yet to win in the mm-hmm. postseason. Like, I just don't get it. I'm sorry. I know that everybody's trying to look and search for the next big thing and the next great thing, but I also think you have to show me something. So with that being said, the guy that I like the most moving forward next year, who I think could have the biggest impact on his team, is Jimmy Garoppolo, man. I'm sorry, you know, that guy came in and really changed the culture there for the San Francisco 49ers. So ultimately, man, if I'm looking at an individual next year that I think is a quarterback that can knock the socks off of people and really impress us, Jimmy Garoppolo is that guy for me. Who's it for
you? Yeah, you stole my thunder there, Dorf. Yeah, it's Jimmy G. I think the Niners are going to be the Rams of next year. I really do think that they have that kind of potential to do that, because, you know, we talk about this every Sunday during the NFL season, that if you don't have a quarterback, you got nothing. Well, guess what? Niners got a quarterback, and he's proven it. He sat behind and he learned from probably the greatest quarterback of all time. And he's showing that he's ready. Now, you know, it's seven games. It's, you know, for me, you know, it's impressive what he did. And because San Francisco was a mess, an absolute just dumpster fire in San Francisco. And somehow he's got the confidence of the guys around him that they can do great things. And that's a hallmark trait that you want in your quarterback.
You know, you look at that division all of a sudden, right? We're talking about the NFC West. You have
it's flip-flopping, isn't it?
Well, you've got Russell Wilson, who's still a very capable and good quarterback.
Oh, absolutely.
You've obviously got the youngster with the Rams and Goff, and now you bring in Jimmy G, and then there's the Cardinals, who still don't have a quarterback yet.
Got nothing.
Man. You know, so it's they go from being like one of the best teams in the division to being the worst team in the division, at least in my opinion, at this point in time. And it's interesting because they have a lot of work to do, man. And they got behind the eight ball in general because they were late to hire a coach. And I know that, you know, they were looking at people throughout the postseason, and you got to wait your turn to talk to all these guys. But ultimately what that did, kind of got them behind, and so they're behind still. They don't have a quarterback. I think that the future in Arizona is so up in the air, and those other three teams did so much to get themselves better, and we saw it from what happened throughout the season, man.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean you look at Russell Wilson's going to be there for a long time. Jimmy G is going to be there for a long time. Goff's going to be there for a long time. And you went, and if you're an Arizona Cardinal fan, you went from having your team being one of the teams that get into the Super Bowl, you know, or be at least being talked about getting to the Super Bowl 2 years ago. And now it's, they're not even in the conversation. And they got to start deciding, you know, do we want to trade up, and who do we want, you know, to get a high pick to have a shot at some of these other quarterbacks moving forward. I mean, like they really got to decide what they want to do and decide it quick.
All right. Speaking of moving forward, what's going on in Dallas, man, with Jerry Jones and obviously Roger Goodell, not seeing eye to eye on a lot of things here, butting heads in a major way, wants to find this guy like $2 million. How do you see this all playing out with this power struggle?
I'm loving it. You know, anytime for me that Dallas is in the news for a negative reason, I'm just loving it, because I'm not a Cowboy fan. I don't know all the ins and outs of what's going on between the commish and Jerry Jones. But if this some way hurts the Cowboys, I'm all in.
Yeah, and Dez obviously wants to be back with the Cowboys in 2018 as well. So it's always interesting there in Dallas. But speaking of interesting, we've got to take a quick pause for the cause. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
First down and goal, San Francisco from the 1. 10th play of the drive coming up. Garoppolo on the quarterback sneak, surges ahead into the end zone. Touchdown, San Francisco. Second down and 11 now for the Seahawks. 7 minutes, 47 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Jacksonville 10, Seattle 3. Two receivers left. Graham lined up to the right. He'll motion to the left side now. Wilson back in the shotgun. He waits. He's got the snap. He fakes to Davis. He's back to throw. He goes deep for the end zone, trying to find Baldwin. Makes a leaping catch and stumbles into the end zone. It's a Seahawks touchdown.
This is Dorf on Sports.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book?
Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Mystery Tackle Box is the most fun and affordable way to discover new lures every month. Go to mtbfish.com/fishtalkradio now. Select your target species, select your subscription length, get your Mystery Tackle Box delivered, and catch more fish. It's that easy. They offer 7 different species and monthly to 12-month subscriptions, plus gift subscriptions that are perfect for any angler. Not only will you discover new lures and save up to 40% off retail prices, but Mystery Tackle Box also produces amazing content on their blog, social media, and YouTube channel to help make you a better, more well-rounded angler. And we've partnered with them to get you all a great deal. Use the promo code FISHTALK for $10 off your first subscription. Visit mtbfish.com/fishtalkradio to learn more and subscribe. That's mtbfish.com/fishtalkradio.
This is Dorf on Sports.
All right, everybody, welcome back in. I am Andy Dorf. He is Mike Wilson. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit us up on Twitter. Pigskin Opinion for Mike. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online for me. And check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. By the way, I'll be back tonight, 11 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 10 p.m. Pacific Time, midnight Central Time, 1 a.m. Eastern, doing the, I guess we'll be doing the weekend recap here on Sports Overnight America. I love doing that show. I love talking to people all across the country, so you can always catch me, I would say 12 hours and 20 minutes from now, back doing the late night thing at 11 p.m. my time, Mountain Standard Time, in the Valley of the Sun. But, Mike, I do want to get into some NBA basketball, and we teased it a long, long time ago about the Western Conference and all the movement that has taken place in the last, I don't know, 3-4 days, to be honest with you. It's just amazing. And to be honest with you, I'm really digging the NBA season in the sense of there is a lot more parity this year. Teams seem to be a lot closer to each other as far as the number one and number two team in the Western Conference. Yeah, they're a little bit better than everybody else in the Western Conference. They've got like a 12 and a half game lead over those guys. But with that being said, the middle of the pack, the 3 through the 8 spot, man. Do you have any idea how many games separates 3 through 8 on the Western Conference side? Do you have any idea, man?
Two games separate. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. So, you know, at this point, you know, most teams from three through eight are like about 37, got about 37, 36, 35 wins. So if anybody gets on a hot streak, and right now, if you take a look, you know, the Pelicans, Portland, you know, they're 7-3. Pelicans are 7-3. Portland's 8-2. You know, all those kind of things. So there's a lot that can happen in the next, what, 6 weeks before we start the second season of the NBA. And it's going to be fun to watch because a lot of these teams, they got a lot of talent on a lot of these teams. And we got to see what plays out here. But like you said earlier, Portland, man, with that backcourt of McCollum and Lillard, can create some serious problems for a lot of teams. And then, you know, you got Minnesota doesn't have Butler right now due to injury. That's going to hurt. You got the Pelicans. Hey, they lost Boogie, but they still got the Brow. So, you know, and the Brow is playing at such a high level, man. He's putting triple doubles on people and 50 points here, 50 points there. And then you got to figure out what's going on in OKC. I mean, they got their own big three. And they're sitting in the seventh spot. So, you know, there's a lot to be decided yet.
Yeah. I mean, the team you didn't mention, the San Antonio Spurs, who have obviously been such a constant, perennial team to get to the playoffs and the postseason year in and year out, they're struggling because Kawhi Leonard not on the floor for them, hasn't been able to be healthy for the most part all season long, and a bunch of different pieces there in San Antonio. I do think Oklahoma City is relatively intriguing, interesting. Will they be able to put it together for a really nice postseason playoff push? I don't know, because the truth is I think they lack a little bit of depth, Mike. And, you know, you got their big three, like you're talking about. They got Westbrook, they got Melo, and they got Paul George. But after that, and Steven Adams is a nice piece too, don't get me wrong. Grant's okay. They got some of these pieces that come off the bench for them. They're okay. But when push comes to shove, I don't necessarily trust guys like that. And I guess that's where I'm going to go next is the Houston Rockets are playing fantastic. Don't get me wrong. I've been absolutely impressed with what they've done here with the regular season. But I think that that's the key here. Mike D'Antoni is very, very good at winning a lot of basketball games. His style is not necessarily conducive to winning NBA titles. However, with that being said, James Harden has come out and said, "This is our year. We have a squad that we can get to the finals. We can beat the Golden State Warriors." Are you feeling that confident? I do like this team. I do think they're very good. But does Eric Gordon make shots all the time? Is Capella able to go up and battle? Is James Harden the best player on the floor when he's going up against a guy like Durant and obviously Stephen Curry? So I think that there's so many more questions about all these contenders than there are versus the Golden State Warriors, who right now are hanging back. They're second place, but they're a half a game back. And ultimately, man, 14 losses, that's nothing to be upset about, right?
Yeah, there's nothing to be upset about with Golden State. Golden State is the proven commodity. And Houston, you know, for all the great ball that they played during the regular season, they don't have the experience of getting to the conference finals and winning it. They don't have the experience of getting to the finals and winning it multiple times. And let's just kind of say how it is. Harden in big situations, in big games in the playoffs the last few years. Yeah. The noose has gotten a little tight around him, and he hasn't done what everybody thinks he should be able to do and come up big in big situations. So, you know, you're exactly right with Houston and the question marks with them. And, you know, Oklahoma City, yeah, there's some depth problems. I mean, I remember at the beginning of the season, people were talking, who's going to be better, Houston or Oklahoma City? And I was all over Houston. I'm like, Houston's going to like run the track with them because they're a little bit more, their people are a little bit more into the analytics part of it. And I think Oklahoma City doesn't have the pieces that really, even with the big three, that would propel them over the top. And Houston right now, that yeah, they're playing great ball, but let's see once, you know, you get into a seven game series, what really happens? Does your stud Harden prove that he's that guy? I mean, he's seriously, I mean, he could walk away with the MVP, but then he could just like kick rocks in the playoffs.
No, and that's a great point, because I was going to say, I think right now he is the MVP of this league. And what's so crazy about that is what has Russell Westbrook done this year to not be back-to-back MVPs when you think about it? The guy is averaging another triple-double once again. Like, so ultimately, man, the MVP, I think, is an overrated award.
Oh, God, absolutely it is.
Because the truth is you could make the argument, obviously, James Harden is the MVP for his team. Kevin Durant may be the MVP for his team. LeBron may be the MVP for his team. DeMar DeRozan, the MVP for his team. Kyrie Irving, the MVP. The list can go on. You can get what I'm saying here. And the point is that each one of those guys has equal amount of value to their basketball team, man. And if those guys aren't playing well, if they're not the straw that stirs the pot for everybody else, well, you know what? Everybody else is going to struggle, Mike. So I think that these individual awards – are really insignificant in the realm of things when you're thinking about what you're trying to accomplish as an individual and as a teammate. Who cares who's the MVP, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And personally, I mean, I've always thought this, like these postseason awards, like the MVP and, you know, all that kind of stuff need to be done after the playoffs are over. And, you know, when I was growing up, when you were growing up in relatively the same time period, because you are younger a little bit, you know, these awards weren't these season long discussions. They were the end of the season for a few weeks. And then when the announcement was made, there was a little press conference and that was it. Now it's like keeping up with the Kardashian kind of thing. It's a conversation we're having all year that starts in October, and it's just ridiculous. And you're exactly right. The Kyries, the Hardens, the Curries, the LeBrons, they all have their own value to their team. And you can make the argument, you take those people off those teams, maybe with the exception of, you know, KD or Steph, that the team's chances in the playoffs go significantly down.
Oh, I think they go way down if KD or Steph Curry isn't playing for the Golden State Warriors either, because let's face it, the Golden State Warriors couldn't get by the Cleveland Cavaliers without Kevin Durant. So
Kevin Durant
is pretty damn important too. Hey, what are you making about Hayward not going to come back this season for the Boston Celtics? That's the latest news on that. I think it's a wise decision, to be honest with you, man.
No, it's absolutely the best decision. I've had people ask me that since that, you know, they know I'm a Boston fan. And I said, I don't want him back at 80%. I want him back at 100%. Fully ready to go, that ankle, foot, you know, all that area, that he has no ifs, ands, or buts about running up and down a court, jumping, landing, all those things. Because when you have that kind of injury, there's a little bit of time where you kind of hold back a little bit because you're just seeing if it's going to hold up. You're a little gun shy. I don't want that. I want Hayward coming in next year just blazing and just having no doubts about the support that he's getting from that ankle, the foot, for next season.
Hey, let me ask you this, Mike. You know, we're talking about awards and things along those lines. Who's been the rookie of the year in your humble opinion? Is it a clear cut Ben Simmons? Is he the guy? Or there's been some other guys, you know, the kid in Dallas, that there's been some other guys that have kind of crept up here, but Ben Simmons, is he your guy with the overall body of work from him this season?
He probably gets it, even though, like, it still bugs me. I mean, like, look, it's not his first NBA season. He was drafted the year before. So I think, you know.
But he didn't play.
No, I get that. But he was with that class, and that's just the breaks that it goes. But I think Simmons is probably it with, you know, with the kid in Boston,
Tatum.
Yeah. Tatum coming up, you know, right behind him. And Tatum walked in, let's face it, Tatum walked into a pretty good situation. He's not being asked, to really, you know, put the team over the top, that kind of, you know, those kind of making those kind of plays. He's just kind of blending in, but he's also getting the advantage of he's playing. And he's showing, I mean, look, he's showing why Danny thought he was the best player in the draft, but in reality, it's Simmons. I mean, you got a 6'9 point guard that's putting up numbers like that, and he's leading the revival of the 76ers. He'll get it. Simmons will get it.
Where's your mind on Lonzo Ball? Has he exceeded expectations? Has he not done it? Where's your head with Lonzo Ball?
Lonzo, all these people want to say he's a bust. He's not a bust. You can't call him a bust after three quarters of his rookie season. He's a little bit lower in terms of my expectations for him than I thought he would be. I knew he wasn't all that great of a shooter, but his 3-point percentage, his shooting percentages are coming up. Obviously, he's a pass first guy, so there'll be plenty of guys that want to play with him. But you know, look, with Lonzo, there's the circus around him, and then there's the circus with his shot, and he's going to have to figure that out moving forward to be a steady, good NBA player.
I do like this Donovan Mitchell kid from Utah playing pretty fantastic. Guy can fly. Obviously, he's a high flyer. But look, I think that in general, man, you know, there are guys that have made a pretty good impact. Young guys have made a pretty good impact on their teams this year. And I think that, you know, with Lonzo Ball, I just think that, you know what, I'm pretty hard on the guy. Don't get me wrong. I'm very hard on the guy. But I do think that so much pressure was put on this guy. And does he have his dad to blame for it? Absolutely, Mike, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there's no doubt with that.
All right. I know here the music means we got to take one final pause for the cause today, and then we'll come back and wrap up the program. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back to wrap it up, everybody. Keep it close.
Lost it through his legs. Scooped up by Irving. Irving ahead. Extra feed. Oh, a special delivery. Brown to Tatum on a rack attack.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517. Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992. Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call
That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody, for the final time today here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Lucky you can catch me later, about 12 hours from now, on the recap here on Sports Overnight America. That starts at 11 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 10 p.m. Pacific Time, 12 o'clock Central Time, and then 1 a.m. on the East Coast. But as always, Mike, it is parting shot time from Mike Wilson and Andy Dorf here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You're up, Mike. What's up?
Well, I'm just going to give my shout out to D-Wade. You know, those kids that went through that shooting in Parkland, Florida, and the one kid that was buried in Wade's jersey. Wade put him on his shoes. Wade dedicated the game to him, made some big shots, won the game. D-Wade is one of the classiest guys in all of sports, and I just, you know, raise my glass to him.
That's a good one, brother. I like it, man. I like that a lot. D-Wade obviously played at Marquette University. I got to see him play basketball for a long, long time. My parting shot is about next week and what's to come, man. March Madness, literally right around the corner. Somebody is going to have an unbelievable tournament. Somebody's going to break out. We're going to see somebody that we had no idea about, and it is absolutely awesome. I love it. For John Poulter, who joined us in hour number one, and Scott on the other side of the glass making it all possible, as well as Mike Wilson, I'm Andy Dorf for all of these guys, saying we'll talk to you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Peace, everybody. Have a great day.
See ya.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.